Conventional wisdom in Washington these days is it's not a good idea to use food for fuel, so corn ethanol should be replaced by cellulosic ethanol made from crops such as switchgrass. The chairman of the Agriculture Committee, Democrat Colin Peterson, believes the Obama administration and Democratic leaders in Congress are putting rules and legislation in place to put corn ethanol at a disadvantage to cellulosic ethanol. He says they're forcing changes on corn ethanol makers and farmers that could ruin the future of the biofuels industry.
They are setting this up to guarantee that there will never be second-generation ethanol or biodiesel.
Congressman Peterson says the climate change bill is just more of the same. He says he won't vote for it, and he doesn't think any of the 46 members of the House Agriculture Committee will either. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.